We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
This is Duck Insider.
Give it to Verdell. He's got the first down and gone. Duck fans start celebrating.
Oregon is the 2019 Pac-12 champion.
The 2020 Rose Bowl champion.
Another open three. Good!
Duarte dribbles
and slams with the right hand.
For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
Outright champ.
Holy three. Good! Rick Holy ball!
Down Shelley. Three ball.
Good!
Regular season champions. And now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Busy day as we welcome you on the air today. Thanks for being with us. You can follow me on Twitter at JoeyMackUO because we've got so many different things to tell you about. What's going on Twitter today? Has anything happened today? I couldn't tell you. No, for real, though. Has anything happened today? I mean, Mario Cristobal met with the media. We've got that for you coming up. If you're live with us in the 1 o'clock hour, he ended his press conference 7 minutes ago, and we have it for you in its entirety coming up. And Coach Andy Avalos is talking with the media right now. We will have that interview for you coming up in just a moment. Some news to start things off today. Kickoff time has been moved to 4:30 on ESPN on Friday. Ducks and the Beavers in the game formerly known as the Civil War. Of course, we'll talk this week about what to call it now moving forward. And I think that taking suggestions, always welcome. We talked about that a few different times throughout the course of the year, so why not? I know a lot of people are curious about Noah Sewell. Mario Cristobal did get asked about that. Update coming up on Noah Sewell in just a moment. More of your Facebook and YouTube and Twitter comments and questions coming up. And if you're joining us also as well on one of our Oregon Sports Network affiliate stations, I say this every week. Everything that we say in the next hour could be old news by 3 o'clock today when we get off the air at 2 o'clock. I mean, that's just how these things have gone. And I say that knowing that basketball season is starting Wednesday at 6 o'clock, which is crazy that basketball starts Wednesday at 6 o'clock. The Ducks also, for women's basketball, We have a tip time for you. 11 a.m. on Saturday, Oregon will start its season against Seattle U for Oregon women's basketball. The Ducks will live stream that game on goducks.com/live, and of course Terry Johns will have the call for you across the Oregon Sports Network. Oregon against UCLA this past weekend. Mario Cristobal said it. Ducks did not play their best football. We're going to recap that, unpack everything a little bit, some highlights for you, and then, of course, look ahead to this matchup with the Beavers coming up. As Mario Cristobal, again, just wrapped up his press conference. Did we miss anything there? 11 a.m. start for the women. Ooh. 6 o'clock start for the men on Wednesday. Women tip things off on Saturday. And football, 4:30. You get an extra half an hour to recover from Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, by the way. Hope that everybody enjoys a good Thanksgiving. I picked up my turkey yesterday. Big
nice.
Day.
How big is it?
17.46 pounds.
And you're going to eat...
probably half of that on Thanksgiving. That is the truth. Turnovers led to a 14-0 Oregon lead. And to be honest, if it wasn't for the turnovers, this game might have turned out a little bit differently. Verone McKinley, though, I have to recap this, and you're going to see it and hear it coming up in a moment. What an amazing athletic heads-up and awesome play when you're taught on a fumble. And this, of course, is the first turnover that I'm talking about. You're taught on a fumble to dive on the ball, right? Like, that's the first thing that you learn is dive on the ball. Well, he wouldn't have gotten the fumble recovery if he had dove on the ball because UCLA had an offensive player diving for the ball already. So what does he do? Very heads up. He tips the ball downfield, then picks it up and runs. What an athletic play. What a job by Verone McKinley. Just well worth the price of admission. And then Travis Dye on just a wide open Red Sea parted, not at the offensive line, but it seemed like the entire secondary and linebacker core just parted the Red Sea and Travis Dye is able to score. So early on, I think every Duck fan, myself included, is going, all right, Oregon's got the offense rolling, defense got its first takeaway. Because remember, Oregon was -5 in turnover margin heading into this game, and the Ducks finally forced some turnovers. And it's funny, the voice of the Bruins, Josh Lewin, even said that on Friday. He was like, I feel like the Ducks are due for turnovers. And they were. Oregon was able to force them. But then things started to not go Oregon's way, and it was really a back-and-forth emotional kind of game where the pendulum just kept swinging back and forth, and eventually it settled by 3 points on Oregon's side. The Devin Williams penalty gave UCLA great field position. Bruins capitalized. And if it was not for the end of the half interception return by Jordan Happel, I say again, would have been a different game if it wasn't for those turnovers and takeaways. So instead of the Ducks being way down at half, it's 24-21, right? And then it was a tough time for the Ducks defensively stopping the run. Tough sledding for Oregon's defense. So exchanging scores, and then after that, when Noah Sewell got hurt, you could tell that the air was just out of the sideline. And I was curious how Oregon would respond. A young team, the youngest team in the country, actually, in terms of amount of underclassmen that Oregon has on its roster. And what do you know, the Ducks were able to overcome it. In fact, Drew Mathis, I thought, played extremely well when Noah Sewell came out, and the Ducks made some big plays. Huge response with a Devin Williams catch, then a Hunter Campmoyer touchdown. Hunter Campmoyer, the Pro Football Focus tight end of the week, by the way, in his return to the field. UCLA scored to make it tight. Oregon ends up winning 38-35. And can we all collectively just go, Coach Cristobal said it. It was not Oregon's best football on Saturday. But a win's a win. Some of the numbers for you as we recap things, and we're going to hear some of the highlights. In fact, before we get to the numbers, how about we relive it, and then we're going to hear from Coach Cristobal coming up in just a moment. Some of the best calls, the best highlights from Oregon's squeaker of a victory against UCLA.
And the snap, Keith, option again. Keith turns it up, ball up. The ball is free. It's loose. Ducks going to pick it up, and here we go. Verone McKinley. And there's the play. Down, wide open, end zone, throw, catch, touchdown, Oregon. Free play, Devin Williams.
Picking up the 10, 15, 20.
Ooh, there's a collision. And the ball popped out, and Oregon may have it.
Boy, what a hit.
And shut. Snap wants to keep and run. Now he's going to throw. Oh, what a play to Dye over the middle. Touchdown, Oregon.
Touchdown, Oregon.
Snap, back to throw. Steps up, dumps it short. Nice pass. Going to be a first down run to the 40 of UCLA, Jalen Red. And the snap, play action to throw. Pressure comes, going down wide open. Catch me, Johnny Johnson, down across the 45-yard line. Quarterback, back to throw off a little play action. Pressure and down. Noah Sewell. Shut, snap. To throw, pressure comes, gets away from it, looks downfield and will not have to try to run, gets by, will get a first down, whoa! 6 seconds remaining, back to throw, gonna step up and go, this throws it up, this one is picked, and a chance for a return for a score, 40, 30, 20 yard line, 10, touchdown Oregon! And Shutt, back to throw, a little play action, steps up with time going deep. Turn and look for it, catch made! And the snap, and to Burdell, looking for a hole, slides right into the end zone. Right, one left, back to throw, steps up, throws, it is intercepted. 20-yard line, oh, boom, did he get hurt at the 23. Here's the snap, straight drop to throw. Shutt steps up, pressure, throws, caught, and it'll be a first down. Nice push off by Williams, going right, trying to get the edge and out of bounds inside the 10. Shutt keeps, wants to throw, wide open, Camp Moyer.
Touchdown, Camp Moyer. I love seeing Hunter Camp Moyer back. Our game recap put together by Scott Phillips, him and Steve Pohl shooting everything from our video crew, and, of course, Jerry and Jorgie on the call. What a breakout game from Devin Williams. 123 yards on 6 catches, a long of 49, 11 targets, a touchdown, averaging over 20 yards per catch for Devin Williams. Pretty impressive. Jordan Happel, I thought, was absolutely outstanding. Because remember, he started at boundary safety because Nick Pickett was out for the first half with that targeting ejection. Jordan Happel, I thought, really showed the value of him coming over as a transfer. 11 total tackles, 6 solo tackles, and how about Isaac Slade Matautia? 10 total tackles, and that's after the Ducks lost Noah Sewell as well. And I will say, Noah Sewell's sack, I mean, what an athletic play. He jumps in the air to bat down the pass from the quarterback, and then it's just, oh, he lands on the guy.
It's like a Hulk Hogan flying.
It was like Hulk Hogan. That's right. He's a Sewell. You know, like, I guess that's the best way to describe it. Travis Dye continuing to have just a solid all-around performance. This was a cool note from Rob Mosley yesterday that he has just been an all-around back, we know that, just such an explosive player, but he's actually been the best in the conference. You won't find another all-around back like him in the conference. Just really, really impressive. So the Oregon offense continues to do some good things, and really the big reason for that, I think, is Joe Moorhead, but also Tyler Shuck. 19 for 30, 334 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, and a 189.9 quarterback rating. Well, with that performance, the sophomore now leads the Pac-12 in passer rating at a total of 177.6, more than 20 points better than anyone else in the conference. Shuck also leads the Pac-12 with 8 touchdown passes, and he's averaging over 10 yards per attempt. Mariota averaged exactly 10 yards per attempt in 2014, by the way. That's some elite company for Tyler Shuck. And Joe Moorhead's offense has been very, very good. We've seen it, no doubt. 499.7 yards per game, 7.65 yards per play. Both of those numbers lead the Pac-12. And the 7.6 yards per play, and we've heard Coach Moorhead talk about how explosive plays are so important to him, that ranks 5th in the country in explosive plays at 7.65 yards per play. Ducks also lead the conference with 11 explosive plays of 30 or more yards. Some great notes and some great numbers coming this weekend. Also cool for Hunter Camp Moyer, his first 4 years at Oregon, he had 6 career catches, 63 yards, and 1 touchdown. His first game of this season, this past Saturday, 5 catches for 70 yards and a touchdown. Hunter Camp Moyer, good to have you back, buddy. That was cool. Look, Oregon did not play its best football. And the Ducks know it. I think you're going to love what Mario Cristobal had to say about that very fact today. So stick with us. When we come back, we've got Mario Cristobal's press conference ready for you in its entirety. We're back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield IMG College.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Doug Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack here with you inside the Country Financial Studio. And earlier, just a little while ago, if you're live with us in the 1 o'clock hour, Mario Cristobal met with the media. An update on Noah Sewell. A lot of other things to tell you about as well. We've got a lot to get to with the Oregon football head coach. And I see that Andy Avalos, the Oregon offensive coordinator, or excuse me, defensive coordinator. I'm on the other side of the ball. Joe Moorhead's going to talk to the media tomorrow. That's what I was about to say. But also, we can tell you now that for sure, Mario Cristobal met with the media, as did Andy Avalos, and Andy Avalos actually just wrapped up his press conference. We have that for you coming up in just a little while. An update on Noah Sewell. Some of you in the comment section have already found on Twitter a little bit ahead of us. Mario Cristobal on that and a lot more with the Oregon football head coach just a little while ago.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Hope everybody's doing well. Just wrapping up today, a really, really good Monday practice, Tuesday format, but with done on Monday instead as we prepare for an opponent, real good opponent coming off a real big win, certainly a rivalry game, the most important game, certainly because it's the next game and because of the rivalry that it is, and looking forward to a great week of practice and preparation. Questions, please.
First question goes to Julian Minnenson, KZI.
Mario, you kind of touched on it a little bit there about the rivalry, but given the fact that you have already played games without fans, but fans from both sides show out for this game. Do you feel like you're going to notice it a little bit more this time around?
No, I think after the first couple of snaps, I think any football game, whether it's a packed stadium or whether it's an empty stadium, you're settled and you focus on the opponent. So I feel for the fans. I do. You know, I just – because you can feel the enthusiasm, the energy, the anticipation of games like this. You can just feel it, you know, in the community and in our town, our city. You know, it is what it is. And either way, I know that our guys are really looking forward to the opportunity to play. A team is playing as well. A team that's coached as well and coming off of a huge win as Oregon State.
Eric Scopel, 247 Sports.
I'll just get, open it up for the injury report, Mario. Update on Noah and the rest of those that missed the last couple games.
Yeah, Noah looks good. You know, he practiced today and looks normal. Looks normal to me. So in terms of the other ones, the rest of the injuries, probably the same as I can't recall exactly what we went over last time. But it's about the same as it was before. The one that really looked like he's now starting to get in a groove is Cam McCormick. So hopefully we have a complete full-speed week with him and get him back and playing.
Rand Thorburn, register guard.
Mario, you've referenced several times you're the youngest roster in the country. I'm wondering, with having 47 freshmen or redshirt freshmen, do you have to kind of explain the rivalry to them, or do you just approach it as a normal week and let them experience it?
Oh, you explain every detail of everything. That's a great question. You know, I think the biggest mistake you could ever make as you coach a team is assume that everybody knows, or assume that culture is going to automatically restart the following year. So, you know, we have a couple of guys that really can take a deep dive into that and explain that to our team, and they're going to as the week goes on. They have been already. So, no, it's important for our guys to always understand the importance of a game like this, while at the same time being completely focused on us getting better as a football team, improving technique-wise, fundamentally, schematically, all the things that can help us continue to become a better team.
James Crappy of the Oregonian.
All right, looking back on Saturday defensively, tackling was a little bit of an issue again early and particularly late. And also when they went to tempo, just how do you go about correcting that, particularly against a team who's got a really talented running back in Jamar Jefferson?
I think all the things that make for great defense, technique, fundamentals, toughness, and discipline. You know, we had some moments against tempo that hurt us and other ones where we looked a little bit better. So, but we practice it and feel like we got a good jump on all the issues that we every time, every week goes by on a Monday and a Tuesday, we certainly address and attack the issues that we had the previous week and feel really good about where we are right now.
Kevin Wade, 247 Sports.
Mario, you're one of just four Pac-12 teams that's been able to get three games in. As the season gets further on, has the protocols or the messaging to your players changed at all, as you guys are one of the few teams that have played all three games?
It's just relentless. It really is. It's as important as any play, any technique, any throw catch, any tackle sack. It's just as important, and there, you just can't take your foot off the gas for a single second. It's just, it is the way of life now, and it is enforced strictly. It is emphasized relentlessly, and will continue to do so because it's what's best for our players. It's what's best for our organization, and certainly, you know, so far so good, but got a long ways to go, and we still got to get better and improve every single facet of the way we do things.
AJ Jacobson, Rivals.
Coach, looking at that RPO game on offense, it's been pretty effective this year. What would you say that you know, in Coach Moorhead's implementation of that has added to this offense?
I think the coaching of the quarterback position and the clarity to be able to make those snap decisions, the fractions of seconds, right, is what we're looking at. I think the advancement in that room between Coach Moorhead and all the quarterbacks has paid dividends. It really has. And it's led to us being able to open up the offense to some things that are really helping us on Saturdays. And it's like, you know, it's still a work in progress, and there's still a lot left in that playbook that we're continuing to add, and the players are handling it really well. They seem to handle volume particularly well at that position group. So we're excited to see what's to come here in the coming weeks.
Matt Preem, 247 Sports.
Yeah, Mario, you stressed the importance of being balanced. In the run game, though, against UCLA, you were not very good. I guess, what do you guys do to fix that and make sure that doesn't come up again in the future games?
Well, I mean, running the football is about technique, fundamentals, toughness, grit, and you stick with it, you know. And you may have to take a few negative runs before you pop a 50-yard or a 60-yard run. And when you play a defense that stacks the box like them and brings as much pressure as them, you got to live with the fact that you may not have a great day, but at the same time, know that you're going to open up things for the passing game. And look, one thing is, you know, I may be a little bit stubborn or a lot stubborn, but I also never at the expense of the team and the success and the progress of the team. And if there's opportunities for us to score and or move the ball both because of an overloaded box, because of a disadvantage in a situation when we have to run the ball, then we've got the right guys to throw it, and we certainly have the right guys that can catch and make something happen. So balance is always, you know, the key. We do have to be able to run the ball. And those, when we're outnumbered in a loaded box, we do have to be able to run the ball against pressure, and we have. And, you know, it's certainly something that we take a lot of pride in, and we look forward to getting better at.
Dylan Reuben King, Duck TV.
Coach, speaking about the run game and that UCLA pressure, on Saturday after the game, you said that your offensive line had to do some things that they hadn't quite done before. In the first 2 weeks, they hadn't really seen a team that moved around pre-snap like the Bruins did. How do you think that your offensive line handled it, and what did you learn about your group going forward?
Well, I don't think the pre-snap movement caused any or not many identification issues. I think the play of a couple of their linemen and some of the post-snap stuff affected us some, but angles, hat position, landmarks, hand placement were probably more of the things to look at and analyzing, you know, and going back and looking at the game that will continue to need improvement to continue making progress towards the offense we want to be.
Jerry Thompson, Ducks Illustrated.
Yeah, I had an observer, pretty knowledgeable one, who watched the offensive lines on both teams. And I don't know if you'd agree with this, but he said, you know, offensive linemen get away with holding every game, but it seemed like UCLA got away with a lot of holding. I don't know if you can even comment on that, but did you observe anything extraordinary there?
You know, being a former offensive lineman, I can honestly say offensive linemen never, ever hold, never have held before. So I would have, that would be my comment on that.
Julian Minnenson, KZI.
Mario, I wanted your thoughts on this Oregon State defense, in particular the very, very talented linebacker core that they've got with Rashid and Spates and Roberts over there, and what kind of problems that they could pose for you guys.
Yeah, they're active and they're physical. They're downhill. Certainly last year, they gave us plenty of issues. We didn't move the ball well on the ground, or didn't throw it very well. They are very talented in terms of setting edges, of playing off of blocks, shedding blocks. They cover really well. They're really long at corner, active at safety, downhill. They take good angles. They do a really good job, you know, clawing at the ball and trying to knock it out. I think up front, they play with some power. And I think on the edges and inside, they're very active in pass rush as well. And they've done a good job collapsing pockets. You know, maybe there's some times where you say, well, you know, their sack numbers are decent, or sometimes they're not where they need to be. But what we watch on tape is the integrity of the pocket. And when you watch Oregon State's defense, they are consistently challenging the integrity of the pocket and causing issues for opponent quarterbacks. And well, as you saw in the last play of the game last week, or the next to last play, that pressure and then bringing pressure off the edge and obstructed throwing lanes caused a tip pass and interception, and the game was over. So they do a really good job.
Eric Scopel.
Really impressed with Hunter Campmoyer on Saturday, and especially in the second half in the passing game. Kind of almost looked like a different player, at least when we saw last year. Kind of speak to the progress there and kind of how he maybe changes that position for you guys.
Hunter's a grinder, and he's a really good athlete. Remember, he played defensive line at about 280 pounds, but was a tight end in high school, or played some tight end in high school. And we've been seeing it. We've been seeing it in practice. Obviously, you know, he had to, you know, he missed a couple of weeks. And but we always felt that when he was back, that he was going to pick up right where he left off in practice. So I think a lot of stuff that you don't get to see is his impact and blocking is tremendous. I mean, he really he plays with power. He understands angles extremely well. He's certainly someone in that tight end group, just in general, you know, especially hoping that I feel confident we'll have a great week with Cam. We feel we have one of the better tight end groups around.
Rand Thorburn.
Mario, this is the third time you've competed against Jamar Jefferson. He's obviously off to a phenomenal start this season. What makes him so hard to deal with?
Well, he's got everything the great backs have. It starts with great vision. And then you go and start talking about his speed, his power, his explosiveness. He sets up blocks really, really well. He can make a miss. He could run over you. He could run through you. He's effective out of the backfield, catching the football. He blocks really, really well. He's got an excellent offensive line. I know their offensive line coach extremely well, and they play with power and tremendous discipline. And well, you saw first play of the game last week, right? You know, right to that. I think it was a 65-yarder where he it was great blocking up front, but he used them. He kept on his landmark. He set up some great blocks in the tight ends, who can't tell you how impressed I am with their tight ends and the way those guys have developed into complete players as blockers and pass catchers. So I think he himself, with his the gifts that he has, plus, you know, the scheme and the supporting cast, make for a really challenging offense to stop.
Mario Cristobal, the Oregon football head coach, meeting with the media just a little while ago. We've got more from him coming up as he sat down with the media, and a few more things to say about the Beavs. And also, what does a football team do during Thanksgiving week? To them, it's just a week. We're back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
This football season, prepare your taste buds for the most iconic sports-watching drink of all time, Pepsi. With refreshing deliciousness specially formulated to keep your eye on the ball and mouth-watering fizziness to help you power through game day, Pepsi has everything you need to start strong.
I used to care when Mike cheered so hard he spilled nacho cheese on my carpet, but thanks to Pepsi, even Mike can't ruin my football party.
So this football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink, because it's the only drink made for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics, because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow. Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We're back on Duck Insider, presented by OnPoint Community Credit Union. Joy Mack with you inside the Country Financial Studio. Going to hear more from Oregon head coach Mario Cristobal coming up in a moment, and Andy Avalos as well, as he sat down with the media today. And today's show brought to you by Jackson's Food Stores, proud sponsor of the University of Oregon Ducks. Stop by your neighborhood Jackson's for all your game day essentials. Everyday specials on game day necessities. You'll be ready for anything the big game brings. Go Ducks. Let's hear more from Mario Cristobal. Some thoughts on Thanksgiving week and, well, also the Beavers. This matchup coming up at 4:30. Again, rescheduled kickoff, 4:30 on ESPN on Black Friday. Though Black Friday just doesn't have the same meaning that it used to. Now it's just the Friday after Thanksgiving. I mean, I feel like Black Friday deals have been going on. Yeah. Anyway, Mario Cristobal, the Oregon football head coach, meeting with the media.
Mario, to the untrained eye, the snaps offensively appeared to flutter a bit this past week. Weren't quite as crisp as even the week before. Can you just evaluate whether or not you thought there was either an issue there or just something to be cleaned up technically there?
I think more cleaned up. I mean, a couple might have been a hair slow, but, you know, overall, you know, we've been pretty much on point with the snaps.
Matt Preem.
I know maybe statistically Adrian Jackson doesn't have a lot of tackles, but can you maybe just speak to just his impact, whether it's dime or regular packages of your on your defense and that you're seeing from him?
Well, he's gotten a few snaps, and certainly he's working on technique, you know, both playing the run and becoming a pass rusher. He's a very gifted guy who we are going to continue challenging him to get more out of him. You know, we want him to be a complete player and just be a guy that can really impact us in a couple of different ways, both on defense and on special teams. So we're working with him. You know, he's accepted the challenge, and we expect him to continue to progress and improve and help our defense.
A.J. Jacobson.
Coach, here you are hot and heavy in the middle of a football season. And as a coach, you also have this Thanksgiving thing. How much this week is the same and how much is different, you know, with your focus here on football?
Well, it's all football. You know, it's all football. It's just you realize the blessing that, right, the blessings that you have and the fact that you're surrounded by such awesome people. But you just made me stop and think about the fact that it actually is Thanksgiving. So will the routine change? No. You know, you just move all the days a day up. Like your Thursday is really your Friday. So it's the night before the game when you have your meetings and your walkthroughs at night, you know, before you travel the next day. And even though it's right down the road, it's still technically, you know, you're going away, you're traveling. So there won't be any, I would say, changes in a normal schedule. Maybe the menu might be different at the house. I'll check and see with the wife, see what she has in store later.
Eric Scopel.
Camden, unfortunately, another rough miss there. What have you seen from him in practice? Is it different from practice to the game? And you said last week you'll continue to roll with whoever's best in practice. Do you foresee that still being Camden this week?
Yeah, you know, and I said it after the game because you've got to call it like it is, all right? Because I have a lot of faith and belief in Cam. You know, he was disappointed with his performance, certainly weren't happy with it, but he had earned the right to kick that game. And so with that competition is open for the week and the guys have a chance to battle and see who wins that job. And it's wide open and everyone's real clear. Whoever gets the best chance by the way they kick is the guy that's going to play. So that was opened up today, opened up again tomorrow, the day after that. And then we'll make a decision from there. So, but the operation here is about, man, continue to help guys improve, progress. You know, especially when a guy's working at it really, really hard. We know the disappointment, you know, I don't harp on it. It's, you know, we're in a performance driven industry, right? So we gotta get it done. We gotta get improved. And anyone that's trying hard will always have our support and we make decisions on whoever's best for the position.
Julia Lobiana, KVAL.
Coach, you mentioned in your opening statement that OSU is obviously coming off a big game. Tristan Jebbia has gained more of his confidence back. So what are your thoughts on his performance and your assessment for him coming into Friday?
Well, he just has complete command of the offense right now. You see him at the line of scrimmage, putting them in advantage plays, checking out of potentially bad plays. Certainly just understanding where the pressure is coming from, when he's protected, when he's got to get rid of it. Very, very accurate, very disciplined, carries out his fakes extremely well. And their offense is challenging, you know, because of, you know, the way that they use their tight ends, the talent of their wide receivers. They, you know, between their run game, their play action, and their shots down the field, their screen game, the way they can stretch a hit you with a quick game. He understands every single bit of it. And I think he's a great quarterback. We all do. Certainly props to him. You know, we look forward to the challenge.
Ashley Adamson, Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Coach. I know none of the CFP rankings obviously matter until the final one, but any thoughts on where you think you'll be tomorrow when that first one comes out, or do you talk to your guys or address the noise that inevitably comes with the CFP rankings?
Well, you know, honestly, Ashley, we do. We address it in this manner. You know, we didn't play our best football on Saturday, so there shouldn't be a single person in this organization that's interested with tomorrow. You know, that all takes care of itself. Whoever takes care of their business throughout the season, it will show at the end of the year in the CFP ranking. So Our complete focus and attention is on us getting better and our opponent this upcoming week. So that's the way it was addressed, as a matter of fact. And quite honestly, before I even got to the locker room, because I'm not as fast as some of these other guys, and I got to handle some stuff. The players were already in that mindset, all focused on taking care of our business and improving as a team.
Last question, James Kripia.
All right, one guy that we had not gotten an update on previously that was out or not available on Saturday was Dante Manning, and had seen JR working with the corners. Is that move by JR permanent for the rest of the season, and is Dante unavailable this week?
Dante is questionable right now. He's working. He's close. Minor nick on him. And we expect him back either this week or soon after. I'm hopeful that he will be ready this week. J.R. Waters in high school played both corner and wide receiver. Always felt he had a chance due to the fact that, some of our receivers are playing good football and that we're probably not as deep in the secondary. We wanted to give him a look, and he did a really good job and did a good job today as well. So credit to J.R. for being unselfish and trying to help the team the best way that he can.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate your time.
Okay, guys. Thank you very much. If I don't see you, everybody, happy Thanksgiving. I hope you guys enjoy it. Let me know how Thanksgiving actually is in the real world. Bye.
Mario Cristobal, the Oregon football head coach. That was just a real statement there at the end. The Oregon football head coach meeting with the media upstairs at the Hatfield-Dowlin Complex. We've got some, I guess I can say breaking news if you're live with us in the 1 o'clock hour. A Duck has won a Pac-12 Player of the Week honor. Yeah, we've got that for you. Also, Andy Avalos with his Monday press conference coming up next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
All it takes is one drop to make a wave. One beat to inspire a track. One spark to get creativity flowing. With every drop, Life Water refreshes your mind and restores your body. Purified water, pH balanced with electrolytes for taste. Designed with original works of art on every bottle. Let us be your source of inspiration. Life Water, the feel-good water.
This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy. And you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack inside the Cody Financial Studio. Jordan Happel has won the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Week following that win against UCLA. Graduate transfer came over, started at boundary safety for the Ducks, played all over the place, led the team in tackles. The third Duck to win a Pac-12 Weekly Award this season. The first who isn't an offensive lineman like Ryan Walk and TJ Bass. That 58-yard interception return was Oregon's longest pick six pick sick. It was sick, though. Since 2017 and the longest by a duck in Autzen Stadium since 2011. Jordan Happel, congratulations. Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Week after that 11-tackle performance. And it was a sick pick six. I'm going to say that now on a broadcast. Like, that was a sick pick six. I'm completely at some point going to say that was a six pick sick. I can't. I had to think about it. Did you hear that? I had to really think about that. Jordan Happel, though, congratulations. Meanwhile, his defensive coordinator, Andy Avalos, he met with the media today to talk about slowing down Jamar Jefferson and this Beaver offense. Jamar Jefferson, look, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if he runs well. He's run well his entire career. Got to find a way to slow that guy down. Andy Avalos met with the media just a little while ago.
How do you prepare for a guy like Jamar Jefferson? It seems like everyone has been had difficulty stopping him.
Yeah, there's no doubt, Matt. I mean, look at last week. He comes right out of the gates and goes to the house, right? Great vision in the outside zone. Is patient, very patient runner and uses his vision very well. And then when he hits that thing, he hits it. He's a bigger back that has that explosive step that he hits the crease. And, you know, he's got the speed to take it the distance. So, you know, as always, it starts with being really disciplined and physical up front to control our gaps and be able to, you know, move with that outside zone schemes that they run.
And a little bit of a follow-up to that, tackling was a challenge a little bit at times early, particularly late also against tempo. It kind of combined, though, with were they doing things out of 12 personnel that you guys just hadn't seen or weren't expecting between the tackling aspect and the tempo aspect of, that it seemed to bother you guys?
Yes, there was, you know, as in always every football game, there's some things that, you know, you don't see that you've got to adjust to in the game. And more particularly in the last game, there are a lot of formations that, you know, they had not shown through the course of this year or last year. And obviously the way they ran their offense. And so we had to adjust on the fly, you know, to get set up there. And we're working more through the first quarter and fighting our way out of situations and still managing to get takeaways, and which was awesome to see. The tackling portion right out of the gates, right, James? We missed a tackle, fit right on the edge, free hitter. That would have been a great way to start the game. So, you know, we continue to emphasize. Today we emphasize, and the guys did an unbelievable job. We just got to keep growing forward. We know there's certain areas that we're not to our standard right now, but guess what? That's football and growing forward to meet those standards. And we improved in a lot of different areas, but obviously, you know, to the standard that we want to be, that – In a lot of cases the other night, that was not it. But in a lot of different areas, we did do a good job. We just got to be a lot more consistent.
All right, Coach, thank you for your time. A big focus this week for me personally is Kayvon doing a featured story on this guy. So my one question for you is, what's the biggest impact that he's had to the team this year, and what kind of sets him apart from other athletes that you've experienced in the past?
Well, he's extremely talented. He is extremely talented in a way that he understands the game. He has the gift of being able to work with others as well. And we're looking forward really for him to just, you know, locking in and simplifying and growing, you know, in his own role, you know, as an every down player this year. And that's what we're excited to see him do.
Coach, Oregon State likes to spread it around their tight ends, running backs, wide receivers in their passing attack. What are the keys to stopping them through the air?
Well, they do a really good job of using formations to create windows that they want to attack. And the quarterback, he is really, really comfortable and understands, you know, how they're trying to open up certain windows with certain formations and get defenses into certain things. And you can see the growth in his operation, you know, from last year to this year. And so it's definitely going to be a challenge. The play action matches the run game very well. The boot game matches the run game very well. So we're going to have extreme discipline with our eye control.
Andy, anytime a cart comes out for a player, you'd probably think the worst. Were you, I don't want to say surprised, but I mean, it seems like Noah's back at practice this week, and I'm sure your emotions were other places on Saturday when he had to be taken off like that.
Yeah. I mean, so that's a tough situation. You know, you're in a dogfight of a game, and to have someone, you know, go down like that, and then, you know, obviously you've got to refocus your heart. Your heart's in a certain place, your mind, but you got to refocus, and you got to lock in on the task at hand. And there's been just a lot of challenges this year that have required us to do that, and there will be more to come. And so, you know, we're very proud of our guys and their resilience, and it's now it's just the consistency to do so.
Coach, you guys aren't strangers to facing Tristan Jebbia. Obviously, you played him last year in the rivalry game. Can you take anything from that game, or is the majority of the preparation and film work done for this season, given how much you talked about him growing from last year to this year?
They definitely have adjusted some things. They've adjusted some things from last year to this year within the offense. And but, you know, we do take from last year. In the offseason, preseason scouting, we take a lot from last year and then move forward and what's new this year. And, again, they do a really good job with their personnel and moving their personnel around to create formations and to make you work in the pre-snap. And that's one thing that, you know, we've really challenged our guys in the last couple of weeks. And honestly, last week we got challenged the most with it, with all the unbalanced formations and all the triple option formations, you know, that we had to face. So we had a lot of work going on last week. And so we got to carry that over and making sure that we're operating in the pre-snap this week, because they're going to give us some they're going to challenge us pre-snap.
Andy, if memory serves, I think Jordan had an interception of Herbert for you in the Las Vegas Bowl. Is it kind of surreal having him here with you at Oregon? And what was it like seeing him make such a big play for you the other night?
You know what, Ryan? It was. It really was. And just for Jordan, you know, for him to jump in here and do what he's done, you know, as we spoke about from the onset when you guys asked about him, he's a remarkable young man. And he's been resilient in so many ways. You know, it's never an easy transition. But he's done an unbelievable job, played multiple positions for us back there where we've absolutely just needed it. And he, no complaining, great attitude, jump in there. And so for him to make a play like that, you know, at the end of the first half there, obviously Kayvon had a huge block in that situation there to spring him free. That's the mentality we got to grow on. That's the effort we got to have at practice. If we practice that way, we'll continue to get opportunities like that in games and we'll capitalize on them.
As good as Jamar Jefferson has been, their offensive line seems to be pretty improved as well. What have you seen from that group?
Extremely athletic, Matt. Let me tell you, the way they run the outside zone, those guys are moving. The D-line is working to keep up with them. And, again, they complement that with some downhill pound run game. And it's a good combination what they got going up front. We're going to have a big challenge for us this week as well in the run game. The best O-line that we've seen, and then obviously a back that is extremely talented, and he's a big back now too. And so we've got to do a great job this week, continuing to grow with our tackling, with our discipline and our fits, and then our finish and our tackling.
Andy, what was kind of the process in getting Jordan Happel here to Oregon? Did he kind of reach out to you guys after last season, or did you kind of go after him, or what was kind of the process back and forth that way?
No, he had gone into the transfer portal. You know, the whole process works like that. And, you know, he'd put his name into that deal. And then he had a lot of options, you know, and things to go do and people. But, you know, through after the fact of sitting down and deciding what he wanted to do, you know, after putting his name in the portal and having the opportunity to talk to a bunch of different people, the way it works with the NCAA, you know, we were able to you know, this is his home state. He wanted to come back home. He dreamed always of playing at Oregon. And so this opportunity here for him to jump in and know the defense and be able to jump in here and communicate it and lead back there and obviously help us in multiple positions, you know, has been huge for both sides. So we just got to continue on. He's got to keep growing. You know, there's areas he's got to get better at as well with his tackling, and he's excited to do that.
And it was a tough way to make hay for both you and Joe from a third down standpoint. I don't think he planned to walk into the game with one called run on third down. But for you guys, it was third and manageable all night for them last week. Looking ahead to OSU, because their splits on third and short are so good with Jamar, how do you try to shore that up, particularly on the front, where you can try and just fill lanes a bit better if they do go heavy? Do you try to correspond with personnel like you had with Dime when it's third and long? Do you correspond with personnel the other way when it's third and short?
Well, part of that too is, right, is a lot of these teams are running tempo on third down. So to be able to correspond with personnel, they got to let you get it on the field. And if they're going tempo, you can't get it on the field. And so through the course of the game, you know, when you can sub, we sub. You know, and there's obviously situations where the tempo got us last week is our substitution mechanics weren't on point. We got to do a better job. And that starts with me making sure that we're subbing when they sub so that we can get guys in the game and get them fresh. And when they don't sub, we can't sub. And so, you know, that comes up a lot on short yardage and shorter yardage situations on third down where teams don't want you to sub. So they're not going to let you get the personnel you want on the field. So you got to play it as is.
Advantage offense in that circumstance, as Andy Avalos notes, the Oregon defensive coordinator. Good stuff, though, talking about Jordan Happel, Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Week, and how to slow down that Oregon State offense on Friday at 4:30. More coming up. We've got a big addition for Oregon women's basketball to tell you about. Big is the literal term. Back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
More Duck Insider coming up on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack inside the Country Financial Studio. Again, 4:30, the new kickoff time, sliding from the originally scheduled 4 o'clock on Friday. 4:30, the kickoff time for Oregon and Oregon State in Corvallis. 2:30 pregame show for us across the Oregon Sports Network. A reminder as well, no Oregon football coaches show this week because we've got basketball coming up on Wednesday. 6 o'clock, the Ducks will take on Eastern Washington. Pretty good squad, by the way. Started doing all my research, getting ready for basketball season. This is a Duck team, by the way, that's still awaiting some official waivers, and hopefully things work out well for those student athletes to be able to play and the Ducks here soon. But this is a pretty darn good team. This is a pretty good, well-balanced squad for Oregon, but also a lot of returners coming back for Eastern Washington, a team that won their league last year. It's going to be interesting. We're going to hear from Dane Altman tomorrow on the show. He will meet with the media. We'll have that for you. In addition to Kelly Graves meeting with the media on Tuesday afternoon, we'll have that for you on Wednesday, in addition to our North Fork Public House picks with Jerry and Jorgie and talking all things Oregon and Oregon State. That's coming up throughout the week, as Oregon women's basketball has announced an 11 a.m. start time on Saturday when the Ducks will start their season. And they won't have one of the tallest players ever yet, but the new announcement as we begin your Cafe Yum 2-Minute Drill, as Oregon women's basketball head coach Kelly Graves announced a big, literally a big presence to a 6'8" center, Filipina Kaye, to a national letter of intent. She's a native Canadian hailing from Calgary. Sophomore Sedona Prince is currently tied as Oregon's tallest player ever at 6'7". Filipina, 6'8", joining the class of 2021. Also of note, how about Justin Herbert? Three touchdowns again yesterday. The most three-touchdown performances in a rookie season ever. Ever for Justin Herbert. And the Apple Cup off. Maybe Washington has a non-conference game. The Pac-12 gave that flexibility. We'll see. We'll see. Tomorrow, though, men's basketball season preview. We're going to hear from Joe Moorhead, Oregon offensive coordinator. That's all still to come. And that's your Cafe Yum 2-Minute Drill. Menus, CafeYum.com as we wrap things up today. Tons going on. We'll see you tomorrow.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.